Now over to the Windows side. And Ed, you've got some of the highlights about the upcoming Windows 10 Creators Update.
Yep. Microsoft has been working on this since last October, if not sooner. A lot of people have downloaded it and installed the Creators Update, if you will, betas. And they've been making enhancements and corrections. So it's about ready to be released April 11th.
What exactly is the Creators Update?
Now, they've been talking about it. If you remember last October, we had Microsoft in here, and they were talking about being able to edit 3D models, and they're going to come up with a new 3D paint applications and stuff like that. So what they've done is they're trying to incorporate that 3D modeling, 3D printing capability within Windows. And like... So the Creators Update, they're also taking the opportunity to update a lot of things within the how Windows is set up. As an example, the out-of-box experience, or as Microsoft likes to call it, the OOBE. It's the first time I've seen that. I've always called it out-of-box experience, so they must have been listening to our radio program. Basically, you could do hands-free, pretty much hands-free, by using Cortana. So when you first set up Windows 10, I'm not talking about the upgrade process. If you're already a Windows 10 user and you receive the Creators Update, this won't happen. It'll just work. But if you were to buy a brand new version of Windows and install it on a system, there were times where you had to select the language of English, and then you go through the user acceptance and then the Cortana training. You can all do that without touching the keyboard or mouse, because Cortana will talk to you and give you instructions, and then she'll listen to you, basically.
And she'll learn your voice right off the bat?
Well, just like all of the other ones, they have pretty much patterns. So you got a hands-free setup with Cortana. So the Windows Hello experience, which is now part of...
that's right.
It'll be also... they've modified that so you can set that portion of Windows up during the setup process.
Tell them what Windows Hello is. That's fascinating.
So Windows Hello is facial recognition or selecting a photograph and then using your touchscreen to select key points on the photograph, like grandma, grandpa, baby, and then you're in, you know, by tracing lines.
Or it maps points on your face, which is fascinating. It's facial recognition, too.
Facial recognition, or you could use the touch points on the screen.
Yeah, and what I found fascinating in the reviews that I saw of this was that that works really well, almost right out of the box.
Yep. Even my ugly mug. So, as Cal would say. So,
it's one of a kind.
So, another thing that Microsoft did is they've really enhanced the Windows themes. Windows 10 themes were kind of lame, really. I mean, remember the themes you would get with when you had Windows XP and you only had a few? They really have thrown in a lot more themes, and some of them 3D. So, I'm looking forward to see what some of those are.
Okay.
Gamers mode. People are going to like this because... if you remember the old days when people wanted to run games on their computer, they'd have to modify them so that, you know, oh, I don't want this to start up, and maybe I'll turn off my antivirus software, and just so you can get the game to play without stuttering. Microsoft's going to incorporate a game mode within Windows 10 Creators Update, so you can select it. So it'll put a lot of programs in the background, and it'll put them low CPU usage, so it can give you the best and fastest performance you can get. Which I guess makes sense.
And
maybe selecting turning off your antivirus was a bad idea. It's not going to turn off your antivirus, but it's going to turn off a lot of things in the background.
Like things you may not be aware of the fact that you've got them running.
Exactly. So you'll get a few boosts in performance
on if
your computer
a gamer.
In a gamer mode.
Shane will love that.
Yep.
Well, you know, if I was a gamer on a Windows machine, because I wouldn't be doing any work on one, obviously... couldn't you just set up a virtual machine and game in that?
Yeah, but then you got a machine and another machine, and it's virtual memory. Whenever I tried to play a game in a virtual machine, it's like running Windows on top of Windows. It doesn't work that well. I use it more for testing purposes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Another thing is Cortana now will incorporate into Groove or TuneIn or iHeartRadio. So now you can say, Cortana, could you play me some Beach Boys? So if you've configured it to, if you have Groove configured or iHeartRadio, it'll integrate into there. So that's sort of going into, you know, that other realm with like Siri and some of the other Amazon. Here's one that I found really interesting. Windows CU, which is the nightlife. So what this does is as you're working on your computer, you've probably heard that you really shouldn't work on your computer before you go to bed, right? Because the light from it messes with your circadian rhythms. Right?
Because the blue light, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the blue light. Right. So what it does is that what Microsoft, and you have a difficult time falling asleep. If this is enabled, the nighttime feature or Windows CU, it does redshifting of the colors very subtly in the background, and it'll change the colors so that you have less of the blue light coming in and more of the reds and the green and the what are the primary colors? More of the reds, so it won't affect your circadian rhythms as much.
Oh, and you know, I'm thinking it'd be really fun to like be at work and turn that on in the middle of the day and watch people pass out at their desk.
Siesta time.
So, and I imagine some gamers may not like that, because a lot of gamers would not want to turn this on because, you know, they're playing guys we work with. They game until like 2 in the morning, and they're there at 7. I'm like, how do you do that? You're 45 years old or 50 years old, and you're still a kid gaming to 3 in the morning. Why do you do that?
It's Mountain Dew.
They're nuts.
It's the Mountain Dew. All right, Ed, so these are some of the things that we've found. These are the highlights of the Windows 10 Creators Update, and that'll be coming out when, Ed?
April 11th.
April 11th. Look for that. Stopping your machine and slowing it down while it does. I'm going to guess this would be a pretty big update.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, all right. Hang on, folks. We got a bit more before we wrap up here on the Internet Advisor.